Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here, superlative co-host. I'm a subpar host. Rob Centers, fabulous in every way, takes extra wonderful, deluxe, super good care of us, and we appreciate that. And in the newsroom, Matt Catrillo is over there monitoring traffic. He says Route 11 South is still slow getting into Northumberland, and Route 54 Eastbound still slow getting into Riverside. So those are some slow goes out there. I drove on Route 11 between Northumberland and Danville yesterday. It was a dream. I was basically the only car out there. It was wonderful. Drove right into Northumberland, no delays.
But you didn't drive right into Danville, though, did you?
No, had to stop there. But you could you could take some of the country roads over the mountain and get to Danville if you needed to. I didn't need to go quite that far. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. And you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can also text us at 70236. As I mentioned, we have a guest today. She is Joanne Trauman, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. I just think she's doing a superlative job at the United Way, really helping that place just grow, and help more people. And what do they say? Teaching people to fish, not just handing out fish. Is that sort of an accurate summary?
We definitely try, for sure.
Well, and you got teenagers involved. We had some teenagers here from Samantha Middle, or from Sam's, the Seals Gavaria Middle School, Murphy.
And Allie, yeah.
All right, Allison O'Brien, Murphy O'Brien.
Murphy O'Brien and Allison Bettle.
Bettle, yes. Yeah. So just super-duper kids that were up here. And the United Way helped inspire them. So the Wood Mode Working Family Fund is underway. The United Way is helping to make sure that that is an effective way to help, and lots of people want to help here. So explain what the Working Family Fund is all about, please.
Sure. Yeah, the fund has really been established to help those agencies who are helping individuals. There aren't a lot of agencies out there, but there are a handful of us who are really helping people individually and doing, you know, kind of dropped everything to help people navigate the resources available to them and really provide resources that may not have been available. So, you know, this is kind of an extraordinary situation that we're not often faced with, thankfully, but we are right now, and our community is responding in spades.
What will the fund do, Joanne? Will it make direct gifts to people in need, or will you support agencies, and if so, which ones?
Well, both in some ways. So organizations like United Way, our local vision program, as well as the community action agencies, CSO and Union Snyder, we help people individually do things like maybe pay a bill that might be late, or support housing, utilities, things like that. You know, we also often get kind of some strange requests, you know, that's kind of where United Way comes in a lot of times. And by strange, I mean, you know, more complicated type situations. Like, you know, our local vision funds have paid for CPR classes for people to get back to work, things like that. So yes, we are providing individual support via those agencies. And then we're also hopefully going to raise enough to open it up to organizations who are also providing supports, like resume writing, helping things become available to people. people, really providing people resources. That's really the greatest need that we see out there. It's not often that people want to fund. It's not sexy, you know, funding people, but it's what people need at a time like this. They need people to help them navigate what resources are available to them.
You said the greatest need was, and I was just going to ask you, what is the greatest need? But you just said the greatest need is resources. What kind of resources do you find are most in need right now?
So there are a couple of things that are happening. I think, you know, that those navigation resources, again, when I talk to my colleagues, you know, what do you see as being a need? Case management, just really being able to sit down one-on-one. And our, you know, I'm hearing from everybody from the assistance office to community action agencies to us, you know, we're getting swamped with calls of people just not really being sure where to go or what to do or who to call. And so we're helping them through that. We also have a handful of people who are in unique situation who might have been on short-term disability, had time off for a surgery or some other kind of illness, and now, you know, have nothing. So in those cases, it's likely that we'll be, you know, the hope is to be able to help them through some of their bills temporarily to kind of lift them up and make sure that we're able to get them to a better place from a transition standpoint.
So in this particular case, not inventing a new way to take a donated dollar and hand it directly to individuals who are impacted by Woodmote, just helping to fund the agencies that are already in place that are helping already and are going to be helping more.
You know, I think the misconception is, oh, that this is something, you know, new. We do this every day. We do this work, this navigation of resources. Our agencies, our partner agencies, provide these services every single day. And so I think if there's a message that I can send is that if you are struggling and you need help and you're, you know, maybe not necessarily affected by the Woodmote crisis, but you're affected, that's why we're here. We're here to provide those safety net services so people don't fall through the cracks. We do this stuff anyway every day. The real difference right now and why the Woodmote Fund is needed is the volume. You know, having nearly 1,000 people out of work is a really big deal. When we had the meeting on Tuesday at Susquehanna, I stood next to a rep from the labor and industry, and he looked out at the crowd and said, this is one of the biggest, and he stopped and he said, this is the biggest response we've ever done. That says something. You know, this is a statewide agency, and they've done a beautiful and tremendous job supporting and really in some ways trying to answer unanswerable questions.
Well, this is a major milestone in the Central Susquehanna Valley. There's no doubt there. We've never lost this many jobs, and it certainly appears that for the time being, permanently, it'll be years until all this is sorted out. Maybe somebody will set up something someday, somehow, some way at the Woodmote place, but that is a long way down the road, so we don't have to worry about that. First reaction everybody has when they say, okay, there is a fund set up to help the Woodmote employees, or the first reaction some people have is, well, I was laid off from my job. Nobody was there for me.
We are there. And I think that's important. You know, I think without question, the need always, always, always outweighs the funding and the resources are available. That is, they always say the only certain thing in life are death and taxes. That's probably the third certain thing. There's always need that cannot be met. But we try. We do everything we can to try to help people. And we also work to teach people how to fish. So this is not just about providing handouts. It's also about working with those agencies to make sure people know what their next step is. This is just what we do. It's why human services and nonprofit agencies exist. I think I understand why people would want to make that argument, except that there are agencies out there who do this work.
Well, the company itself has a long history of being a good corporate citizen in the area. Suddenly, it's like they've all dried up. Are there things that you could get from the Woodmote ownership, information or other, maybe some other things that would help you in this cause? And then are you getting them or not getting them?
So there's a whole team of people who are interfacing, I think, with the leadership at Woodmote from the labor and industry standpoint, CPWDC, Workforce Development Corporation, who have been working to help try navigate those really sticky areas like 401k, pension, health insurance, sort of all of that. And the answers haven't all been, you know, wonderful. But I think we are working to get answers. to that. There's a whole separate team who's working with that. I am on those calls, and I'm connected with that communication stream. My role has been more in working with the Union Snyder Community Action Agency and CSO Community Action Agency and really developing resource fair and really covering sort of the private part of that public-private partnership. We have not interfaced with WDMO directly, but there are people who are doing that.
Well, you mentioned that there's never enough resources to cover the need. How will you prioritize how the money is spent?
That's a really good question. That's always a tough thing. We always make sure that we look at outcomes, how many people are being served, what the needs are that are being served. And I certainly think that the priority here is to meet the basic needs of people. It's always sort of the priority. But we actually have a committee that we're pulling together of people from some of those agencies that I mentioned who are going to oversee the spending of the fund. And we don't expect all of those requests to come right away. This is going to be a long-term process. I think, Mark, as you pointed out, 6 months is all you get out of unemployment. So even those folks who are on unemployment, if they're unable to find a job, they may not feel that impact until 7 or 8 months from now. And so we want to make sure that we have that stability, that we're able to be here and support them.
Right. Family-sustaining jobs are present in our whole central Susquehanna Valley, but that does not necessarily mean that somebody can match up to them. I mean, it doesn't always work out for folks. We invite folks to call us now if you have a question or an observation or an opinion to pass on to Joanne Troutman, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, talking about the WDMOD Working Family Fund. Again, this is, I think, you don't even have to create any generosity or help here. You just have to marshal it and channel it. It's already outpouring.
It has been so heartwarming and overwhelming how many people have come together to support this initiative. And not just the fund. I think being able to be out there and say, what can I do? Certainly donating the fund is one thing, but being there for people is a huge piece that's needed and necessary and that we're seeing people step up to. So it's been great.
Let me ask you this. How do people contribute? What are the options for making contributions?
We are working with BB&T Bank, so a donation can be dropped off at any BB&T. You could also give by texting. You can give online. If you text WDMOD, all one word, to 41444, you can do that. Or, if you want to send a donation directly to United Way, we'll make sure that it gets into the fund and make sure you just indicate on the check that it's for WDMOD.
In what way are the needs that people may have after being let go from WDMOD different from normal unmet needs in a household? I might not have I might have enough money for something, my budget sort of runs out. What are people missing now that they don't have this? They don't have their salary. They're no longer contributing to Social Security at the moment. They have no health care when they walked out that door anyway.
Yeah. I think initially the biggest concern was the health care piece. So I thought labor and industry did a wonderful job explaining health care options. And we also have many options available right here in our community. A community clinic in Sunbury, they do wonderful work. And it is actually a free clinic for anybody living up to 300% of the poverty level. So that is something that's always available to people. They also help people try to get prescriptions. United Way also sponsors a free prescription card for discount card for people. So if free medications are not an option or available, they can look to get a discount from that card. So there's lots. That's the biggest thing initially people were concerned about.
People are missing other funds, domestic relations disbursements. Those ended. Is WDMOD owed, is United Way owed money from WDMOD?
We've been getting questions about that. Yeah, I mean, I think we've been very fortunate in that WDMOD and its employees have supported our community millions and millions of dollars over the years, and so I'm not as concerned. I mean, I know the employees are very concerned about that. I'm not as concerned about that as I am making sure their needs are met.
But WDMOD owes United Way money at the moment.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A yes. Okay, other unusual funds or dollars that were extracted from paychecks at WDMOD that aren't dispersed? Do you know of any?
You know, most of what I know I've heard through the grapevine. I mean, I think people are concerned about their health insurance premiums, their 401k contributions, their, you know, cancer insurance, things like that. You know, the group interfacing directly with Woodmote is more aware of that stuff than I am, but that's kind of what I'm hearing directly from employees.
And I dwell on that only briefly because I think folks say, okay, well, they don't have a salary, they'll get unemployment, that's half salary or something, and then they can get another job. But there's all kinds of momentum and dollars and contributions that folks are also now missing, some of which were extracted from paychecks but never forwarded on to whomever they were supposed to go to. So that is that's happening out there. And I lost the follow-up thought in my head.
I'll go on.
Thank you.
You wander around in the woods for a while. You'll come up with it. But yeah, I know, Joanne, a lot of people have been offering specific targeted help from their own areas of expertise, attorneys, financial planners. How helpful is that? And, you know, is it all entirely altruistic?
Oh, that's a really good question. I actually have been really pleased with the support. You know, we had a number of financial advisors and insurance agents available at the Resource Fair on Tuesday. And one of the things I made really clear to them when we were planning the Resource Fair is that this is not an opportunity for you to sell your services. This is an opportunity to help. And not a single one of them batted an eye at that. They said, absolutely. We have a very altruistic community, and I think it is something that we have been very fortunate about, And I do really think there are people who genuinely want to help.
So none of the money collected, this was the second part of my question, none of the money you collect for this fund will be used to pay for professional services on an individual basis with, like, attorneys and financial planners and such?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
One of our listeners asked, do you know how CHIP works?
So I don't know the ins and outs of
CHIP. Healthcare for children.
Yeah, but it is CHIP. We are fortunate to live in a state where no child should be uninsured. So healthcare.gov is a site that you can go to and get information about all of that. So that your children, even if you are uninsured, your children can access healthcare. Healthcare should never go, is something that should never go unaddressed, you know, even especially primary and preventative care.
Well, you mentioned you're marshaling generosity and making sure that it finds a good agency or individual to assist. The thought that I had was that one of our listeners on Facebook said that she had been making contributions at Woodmode and to the United Way, and that now that she lost her job, she is going to continue making that contribution, even though her salary will go down. So that's the kind of generosity, even among the people who lost the jobs, it kind of shows through.
I think people don't quite realize. You know, I think part of the reason this is such a shock is because for so many years, Woodmote as a company and Woodmote employees have been, as Joe mentioned, altruistic. I mean, truly giving and truly supportive of our community. And so I think we're not just feeling this loss on an individual employee basis. Certainly that there's that grief and this awful, you know, this is an awful situation. But we're feeling that loss as a community. And for somebody to say that at a time when they're hurting, not just financially, but also emotionally, is pretty, pretty amazing. And I think it's pretty telling.
Well, yeah, very telling about the whole Central Susquehanna Valley. GSVUW.org, 980-993.
Yes.
The telephone number.
Yeah. And, you know, give us a call. You can also call one of the community action agencies if you need individual help, and they will triage and assess how to help you. We're just trying to assess the needs the best we can. And if you want to give, you can text Woodmode to 41444. Drop your gift off at BB&T.
All right. Thank you so much, Joanne.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
Very much appreciated.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Joanne Troutman, President and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. 1-800-795-9565, not just random digitalization. It is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, sponsored by Shade Mountain Pharmacy out in Mount Pleasant Mills. Go visit them out on Route 35. I'll tell you what, you can visit the rest of the places there. They got physical therapy right around the corner. The Family Health Center is there. You name it, they can take good care of you out there at that location, Shade Mountain Pharmacy, right in the shadow of Shade Mountain. Trutz Pharmacies on Walnut Street, Route 45 in Mifflinburg. You can walk there if you're already near there. Actually, I guess that always makes sense, doesn't it?
If you're near there, you can walk there, yes.
Let me come up with a better analogy.
If you live 700 miles away, it might be better to drive.
Doesn't help, absolutely. All right. Thank you, Joe. Trutz Pharmacy is on Walnut Street. If you're near there, you can walk there, and if not, drive there on Route 45. The Norrie Pharmacy is on Duke Street, Route 147. You can drive there as well. They got a parking lot, and you can put your car outside and go to the pharmacy inside, and they'll take good care of you. Jennifer's the head pharmacist at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Smartest person every place she goes, and she'll tell you about everything you need to know, and they got plenty of shaded parking at that location. And Brad's at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street, Lewisburg. They make other pharmacies wonder how they do it. And the Lewisburg Pharmacy, super serving their customers in every way, and they would just love to talk to you. Those are the Hometown Pharmacies sponsoring the toll-free number, which is 1-800-795-9565. We got open phones. If you have any questions or observations about the Woodmode Working Family Fund, direct them to Joe, who is now an expert.
Right. Here's something we should probably consider for a minute. Imagine summoning a woman every time you wanted something done, looked up, or turned on or off. Would you think that was sexist?
I practically already do that at my house, but in any event.
Well, and yet that is what many people do when they put their electronic trust in the female voices supplied by Apple's Siri and Amazon's Alexa, as well as those operated by Google and Microsoft. A new report by the United Nations is raising questions about whether having female voices at the beck and call of users serves to amplify gender bias around the world. The UN says there's a danger millions of people are getting used to interacting with female voiced assistants. The report describes as servile, obedient, and unfailingly polite. The agency recommends that tech companies stop making digital assistants female by default and program them to discourage gender-based insults and abusive language. So when Alexa starts cursing me out, I'll know she's progressed. What do you think about that?
That's interesting. I would have never thought about that. Do you think that would promote a gender bias, that the woman is always there? And, of course, then you can yell. You can call her the B word or something.
You know, I never thought of it. I know some people who talk dirty to it. And
please review these items. Oh, that's a woman's voice. My Bixby on the Samsung phone.
Okay, which Bixby.
which is just about useless, incidentally, folks. But in any event, Alexis is definitely female.
Alexa is female. So is Siri.
Okay, and the...
They're probably the two big ones. I have Alexa.
Wow.
And I never thought about it, but
my navigator in the truck, I forget. I don't know what voice that is.
Well, even the GPS voice in my truck, or in my car, is a female voice.
Hmm.
I don't think it has something to do with being sexist. I think it has to do with soothing. You know, female voices are...
I'm trying to calm you down while driving.
Yes, and believe me, some days I need
Jeez,
it.
Jeez, that's a big job.
And I like it because, you know, if I know I'm going somewhere, I'll program. It takes a little time to program in where you're headed. But I'll do that at the start, and I may drive other places. And no matter how many times I don't go the direction she's telling me to go, she never says, "Hey, idiot, I told you to turn left, and you turned right." She says, "Recalculating
right,
route."
Right, she just tells you what she's doing. That's an excellent point.
Recalculating route. Okay, idiot, you missed the last turn. Now make this one.
I'm trying to get my GPS to talk, but it won't say anything.
But, you know, I think the United Nations is worried about things that don't exist. I don't see that as encouraging people servility. I think it has
County Line Road.
I think it has exactly the opposite effect. The woman is all-knowing and available at a moment to provide any help or assistance you need.
Sort of godlike.
Well, actually, that's the impression I get, you know, that here is a superhuman being. I'm always astounded. I could say, Alexa, what's the weather? And there's not a pause. The weather in Shamokin Dam today is blank, 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 blank. Or Alexa, what time is it? Blank. She gives me the time. And, you know, I credit her with knowing a lot more than I do. And my wife and I are addicted to the question of the day. Have you ever played that?
Okay, Google. What's the weather in Shamokin Dam right now?
Right now in Shamokin Dam, it's 63 and cloudy. Today, it'll be stormy, with a forecasted high of 79 and a low of 58.
See? Right. Now, that's a very authoritative voice. She doesn't sound subservient to me, do you think?
No, very assertive, and she speaks up, and she speaks clearly, which I appreciate, all of those points.
Now, what if you cursed at her? What would she say? I've had people ask some rude questions. I've heard people ask rude questions to her regarding certain bodily functions, say. And she is unfailingly polite, and she doesn't answer them. And if you ask her a question that's outside her realm of experience, she just says, I'm sorry, I don't know that.
I asked her one time how to drive to Hawaii, and she said, go to San Francisco and keep going.
Well, that's a good thing. Mike, do we have time for Mike? He says a quick call.
Sure. Yep.
Mike,
yep.
Go ahead.
30 seconds.
Yeah, hey, my GPS is named Shirley because surely she will get me there. And then I also heard over the years that in the fighter pilots, when they're in their cockpit and they need to get a warning, it's in a woman's voice because that will get, you know, when there's a lot of stuff going on, a woman's voice will get a man's attention.
Oh, dear.
Well, now that's a thought. I hadn't considered that, but that is a reasonable thing.
And what about if a woman is the pilot?
Well, now you have a conundrum.
That's a good question.
Probably gets her
now
attention, too.
Now you opened a whole new can of worms.
Yeah, did we know. All right, thank you so much for calling in, Mike. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. He was on, and we invite you to use that during the 9 a.m. hour. We'll host open phones shortly. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKO.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show, superlative co-host. Joe McGranahan is here, mayor of Shamokin Dam. Papa is his favorite title at the dinner table. There's other nicknames for him around here, but he seems to stick with Papa as a good one. On the Mark sponsored. He's a little thick.
Yeah, give me some of those other nicknames. Old Thicky, right?
On the Mark sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as one individual has done, and you can text us at 70236, as no one has done yet. For Text Connect members, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you haven't signed up for Text Connect yet, you can do so anytime at WKOK.com. You put down your cell phone number, and we will send you a text message when there's breaking national or local news, dead celebrities, tornadic weather on the way, closed roads, or reopened major highways. We used a Text Connect message this week to tell you Route 11 was open, and that's one of our stories in the news today. Route 11 is open. The first candidacy has been announced to replace Fred Keller, a state representative in the 85th District. Darwin Swope of Selinsgrove Grove is in. He was a legislative outreach specialist for Representative Keller and has announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination in the 85th District. Swope worked with Keller for the past 9 years in charge of constituent and municipal services. He says during this time he assisted numerous businesses, local governments, and citizens in successfully resolving issues. Swope says some legislative priorities include property tax elimination, term limits of 12 years, Affairs for State House and Senate members and increase support for Lyme disease and cancer. He said he'll also work toward economic development that is fair to both established and new businesses. He is a pro-life and pro-Second Amendment candidate. He's also served on boards of various community organizations and is a lifelong resident of the 85th District. In these positions, he's advocated for efficient use of public funds, which kept user rates low. I know Mr. Darwin, he's a good egg.
Where's he stand on reducing the size of the state house?
Ooh, I bet he'd support it. Yeah, because he likes efficient government, which clearly we have precisely the opposite in Harrisburg. But anyway, yeah, he's a good egg, so he's the right man for the job. Hope he wins. Governor Tom...
Well, you don't know who else is running.
I don't... He's infinitely qualified. I don't think anybody else needs to run. I think you got your guy right there.
All right.
Lawrence's worthless opinion, but no, he's a good egg. I've talked to him a couple times on the phone. I actually never shook his hand, but he's a good egg. Governor Tom Wolf says preliminary statistics are pointing to a decrease in overdose deaths in Pennsylvania last year, and his administration suggests the opioid crisis might be starting to wane in some parts of the state. Wolf spoke yesterday as he participated in a training session on how to administer naloxone. Wolf says that physicians are issuing fewer opioid prescriptions and doctor shopping is over thanks to a 2016 law that requires prescribers to check a state health database before issuing opioid prescriptions to a new basis. It's bad news for individuals addicted to opioids. They now have a tremendous amount of difficulty getting their opioid prescriptions for repeated use. Many, though, the governor acknowledged, have instead turned to heroin instead. Wolf's administration says more robust health care outreach and law enforcement programs will help solve that issue. He said he's also made the anti-overdose medication naloxone regularly available at most pharmacies in Pennsylvania at little or no cost to individuals with insurance. Donald Trump Jr., fresh off his hour-long speech in Montoursville, has a book coming out later this year featuring his views and perspectives on the political scene and his father's presidency. Widely touted as the next member of the Trump family who will run for president, Center Street, an imprint of Hatchet Book Group, announced Thursday that the book is currently untitled. No exact release date has been set. Trump Jr. said in a statement that he would highlight the great achievements of his father's administration and write about both those who support him and those many, many people who oppose him. The president's son has spoken often on his father's behalf over the past few years. Center Street has published other prominent Republicans, including House Speaker Newt Gingrich and Representative Steve Scalise.
Now, will he write this book himself or will he have a ghostwriter?
Probably a ghostwriter. I mean, I'm sure he'll narrate it to the ghostwriter who will make it into, something usable. It's not as verbose as his father, so maybe he'd be an even better president. You know, he might have the policies without the train wreck. And finally, two film projects have pulled out of Georgia after the governor signed the so-called heartbeat bill, which bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. The heartbeat can be detected as early as 6 weeks before many women realize they are pregnant. The Lionsgate comedy Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar was scratched. And...
We have a call coming in.
Oh, we have a call coming in. Okay. I wonder what you're looking at.
It's gone now.
Oh, false alarm. It was going to be starring Kristen Wiig and Anne Mamulo. I'm sorry, I don't know that
name. Don't believe I know her either.
Mamulo. And director Reed Moreno's Amazon series The Power initially were to be shot in Georgia, but will now relocate production. Oh, I see. They weren't in Georgia yet. They're just not going to go now. I think I stated that.
I'm not going to Georgia either. Of course, I had never planned to go to Georgia.
Now you're definitely not going. Okay.
Has nothing to do with abortion, though.
Right. Moreno did not immediately respond to a request for comment Wednesday, but told The Time that she was scheduled to fly to Savannah to scout locations for the new TV series. She canceled after Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill. The measure is set to go into effect January 1st.
All right, we have a call coming
Now we got a call coming in. All right, fabulous. Stand by. We'll be answering that phone momentarily. 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. So, Georgia, the economic impact. But a lot of people in Georgia, I watched the ABC package on the TV news last night, say, fine, take your money and go. You know, the state can handle it, even though they give significant in financial incentives. It's still less than like 0.01% of the state's economy is entertainment production of any kind. And so it's still just a tiny of what's most of the things that are happening in Georgia are business.
Well, I have liberal friends who are posting all sorts of memes about, you know, perhaps men should lock up sperm. And, you know, there's a sperm that's alive and it could be producing a child. So let's take care of that. You know, but the simple fact here is that, you know, you're talking about a human life. Whether it's been born yet or not, to me, is immaterial. It's a human life. So it should have some respect. Yet, on the other hand, I do believe that there are certain elements where a woman has an absolute right to determine what happens to her body. But someone said, you know, the women should make the decision. But what if the man? What about the man? It took two to tango to produce the pregnancy. What say does the man have about whether the child is aborted or born? Maybe he doesn't care.
Well, I don't know. Under these circumstances, I think it's sort of like the UN. Everybody can vote on this, but the veto can come from anybody, and that's the woman's prerogative, is to veto or approve these things.
So the man...
I think the man has a say, or should have a say, and should be heard and should be listened to, but doesn't always necessarily need to be heeded. As we've learned on this show many occasions, women are wiser in these areas. It's their body.
All right.
The man has to do is have, you know, this intimate contact. That's it. The woman has to do all the work.
Okay, but the reason they were together
choice.
Was supposedly some sort of commitment to one another, assuming it wasn't a one-night stand.
Wildly.
But the thing is, there are so many
false
options.
Assumption.
There are so many options for birth control that using abortion for it seems to me like way over the line.
Well, you mean to use abortion as a birth control?
Yes.
Well, I don't think most couples use abortion as a birth control.
Well, then what
control.
Are they using it for? Are they using it because they've been told the child is not going to be viable? Or
it's
they
just
using
not the first line of defense, I'm saying.
But I think that's what a lot of them are. I mean, how many...
do you? What's the number?
Well, I don't know. I just...
Okay.
I'm saying
keywords,
I think. I didn't
know.
Say I think. I didn't say I know for certain.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me that a lot of it has to be that because I don't believe there are that many instances of rape and incest that produce children. There could be. Maybe that's the largest contributing factor. I don't know.
Yeah,
but it would seem. I would bet that it would be birth control or that an unwanted pregnancy.
Well, I have no doubt that you have a better way for women to run their bodies if you think about it, and you think you do have the better way that you know what's best for women.
No, I just think there's a better opportunity than aborting the child. One of the memes I saw printed out was that the child isn't responsible for your lack of knowledge and unwillingness to practice birth control. So wouldn't a better option be to carry the child to term and put it up for adoption where there are many loving families that can't have children that would love to have it?
Yes, absolutely. Joe, you and I could probably compromise sufficiently to come up with an ideal world. You know, honestly, we would just, why don't we just eliminate unemployment and we will make women not get pregnant unless they are interested in having a nuclear family and the husband's going to stick around or the significant other's going to stick around and make sure that they help to raise the kids and dads, if they do separate, will pay child support. I mean, honestly, it's very easy for us to come up with an ideal world. Trouble is, we don't live there, so... We don't have that opportunity.
So recreational sex, recreational marijuana, let's just indulge in everything. Let's not have any common sense or regard for what the consequences of our actions may be. Let's just have a good time and whatever happens, happens.
Before you do anything, check with Joe because we don't want anybody doing anything dumb.
I'll be happy to help you out.
Paul, you were on with dumb ideas.
No, you.
Okay.
Paul's our dumb idea guy, Paul.
Okay, I got two questions I'd like to ask you guys.
Go ahead, Paul. We're listening.
Okay. How long do you think it's going to take a white billionaire to wipe out a college loans for its graduating class?
Well, none of them have done it so far. As a matter of fact, Oprah got into some trouble. She gave a graduation address, and people said, well, why didn't she pay off the college loans of the kids she talked to?
Well, it might be one of those situations where why did one do it and the other one can't do it or won't do it?
Well, $40 million is a pretty big chunk of change, Paul. I might like to do it, but I don't have $40 million to pay.
What's the $40 million?
That was the amount of money they estimated that the Morehouse College students' debt was in that class.
Holy smokes.
Okay. Yeah, and it was paid off in full. This is a graduating class that doesn't have any debt to pay back.
Well, that's nice, starting out on a clean slate. When I graduated from Penn State, I owed thousands of dollars. And it was a real burden. No, it was a real, you laugh, it's a real burden. You think, okay, well, you just start paying off. But, you know, you're trying to get your life started. Your earnings aren't that high. You might have a time when you're not working in your field. So, you know, you're waitressing or in your case, Paul, waitering. You don't have a lot of money. And guess what? The student loan people, you know what they say?
Tough.
Too bad. Us the money.
Well, this is the whole thing, because when people decide that they want to go to college, they don't take into consideration the amount that it's going to cost.
Right. Well, that
how could they not? You don't get in the front door without understanding the cost, Paul.
Well, because no dollars change hands, because you don't have... we got another call coming in. You don't have... you don't see it. It's like when you charge something on your credit card. They say you spend a lot more money if you use your debit or credit card because you don't actually see any money changing hands.
Yes, you do when you write out the check at the end of the month or you pay the bill.
Direct deposit. Actually, that's a perfect example. You never actually do see any dollars. Like if you go to Wise's on your way home and buy milk, guess what you're going to do? You're going to get out a dollar and hand it to them. So if that milk costs $6 instead of $3, and I hope the gallon of milk costs $3?
A gallon of milk's probably around a little over that.
Okay. So because you actually pull out wallet and hand them cash, you have an appreciation for that. So if it were $7, you might say something. So if you're doing credit card or debit, and this is statistically, people say this, that people don't mind or don't notice slight overages in the price. They pay more because they never actually see any dollars changing hands.
Okay. And the second quick question is, life is a gift, and whomever receives that gift has the opportunity to do with it as they please. Otherwise, it's not a gift.
Well, that makes sense.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul. So much, Paul. Appreciate the call. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. Well, I'm calling it about the Cliff Readers Might Turn in the Sunbury item. I'm sure you gentlemen might have read it. I know Joe's a friend, and he had Cliff Readers on. Well, Cliff went to the Trump rally, and he didn't find any crazies there, neo-Nazis. He didn't find any crazies. Everybody treated him with respect. They respected each other. And all ages of people were there. And people merely respected the president. They didn't worship the president, as some people like to say about Trump people. They merely respected what the man was done. And if you didn't read that article in the opinion page, it's worthwhile reading.
I did read it. I find Cliff endlessly fascinating. He's a very, very interesting guy to have around.
Yep, that was. I wish I could write like that. I'd get a job in the newspaper. That was excellent
writing. Well, you might be an attorney if you wrote as well as Cliff does, because that's what he does for a living.
Yep. Yeah, I like what he said, what most of us Trump people are like. We don't worship the man. We just appreciate the job he's doing for America. And one thing that bothers me with the left-wing Democrats is they're always going out and saying Trump's ranting and raving in the White House as soon as something don't go his way. Like Nancy Pelosi said he would yesterday, you know, he had a temper tantrum. Well, this is so far from the truth. Anybody that, most people that want to tell the truth, that write books, being around Trump, he's always in control. And here's a man that's under pressure every day. He don't work a day without pressure from the left-wing media, from the left-wing Democrats, always and always trying to find fault with the man. But he's doing a great job for our country. And I just wonder how much more of a better job he'd do if it wasn't for the left wing ranting and raving and telling people every night on CNN, MSNBC, we have a rant and raving maniac in the White House. That's the most false propaganda I ever heard. And, you know, that's why me, I call it fake news. That's why Trump calls it fake news. It's not because we're against free broadcasting or we're against the free press. And Trump has never done anything to silence the free press. He lets them go right on ranting and raving and lying, but he calls them out on it. And I think he's doing the right thing, as well as many of us out here of his supporters. We're okay. Calling the press out. And also, I have friends that never talked about press. They never talked about fake news. They never talked about bias in the news. They come to me and tell me, did you hear that story about Trump? How far off that was. And these are people that they never heard talk about fake news. So, we're not against the freedom of the press. We're just calling it out for what it is.
All right, okay. We got you. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, have a great one.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We invite you to call us.
Just to show you there's another side of the coin, one of our writers, Bob, says, good morning. Yesterday, the Democrats called for a meeting on infrastructure, and big baby Trump ran out crying. He has no plan to do anything on that subject. He is a liar, 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 and lawless, 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 and stupid. Stupid, stupid.
Okay.
Signed, Bob. Tell us how you really feel, Bob. Don't hold back.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We invite you to call us immediately. We're talking about President Trump, the Georgia bill.
This is an example of Trump derangement syndrome.
Is it?
Because the president was more than willing to meet with them, and right before they go into the meeting, Nancy Pelosi says he's engaged in a cover-up. Well, wouldn't you be upset about that, too?
Honestly, he knew what she was going to say. She's saying the same thing
What she was going to say.
Oh, she did, too. Or he did, too. And he knew exactly what he was going to do when he got there. This was all pre-staged and pre-planned.
Well, you're out of your mind.
Okay. we'll take a quick break, then. Well, I'll go find it. 1-800-795-9.
We don't have enough of a break for you to go find it.
We'll be taking a 27-minute break while I go find my mind.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. You can email us, as no one has done at this moment, at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236. Earlier, we had Joanne Troutman here from the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way talking about the Woodmode Working Family Fund, which is up and running, trying to marshal the extreme generosity that has occurred since the Woodmode layoffs and make sure that generosity is channeled toward the existing agencies that are already helping those 900-some folks. So maybe you have an opinion or an observation or a question about that. We've talked about President Trump unwisely walking out of a compromise opportunity yesterday, and so that is his prerogative.
Your definition of what he did, I think he very wisely walked out.
Oh, brother. We talked about the Georgia heartbeat bill that has led to two entertainment entities to pull out their opportunities that they were going to place in Georgia. Now, they haven't doesn't say here that they've lost any existing business, but these are two entertainment entities, a movie and a TV show that were going to locate in Georgia.
And one of my favorite actors has announced he won't work there anymore, and I'm not boycotting him, even though I seriously disagree with him. Jason Bateman, he's an excellent actor.
Oh, okay.
If you've never seen Ozark, I told you you'd love it, but you won't watch it.
Ozark, okay.
It's on Prime. It's worth seeing.
O-Z-A-R-K.
Right.
Prime. Lovely bride, Joe says we'll like it. Okay, right. If I tell her that, will you be happy?
I will be.
I'll give her the prescription.
But seriously, I'm not boycotting him, even though he's boycotting Georgia, and I disagree with him. I mean, this is a debate where both sides have legitimate points.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. I guess
you
we
hate
never.
You hate boycotts.
I do hate boycotts. I don't think they're productive.
You don't like protests. You don't like boycotts. You just want everybody to suck it up. If there's something they don't like, just be quiet.
No,
please write a letter to your congressman.
I don't like organized boycotts. Let me put it that way. There are people I wouldn't do business with, but not based on their political beliefs. You know, they're passing a law in Texas now because of all this effort to get Chick-fil-A off college campuses and out of places. In this case, it was an airport in Texas that they were going to ban Chick-fil-A because the owner happened to express support for traditional marriage. What have we come to in this country where supporting traditional marriage can get your business banned? Or, you know, supporting abortion or supporting right to life can get you, you're boycotted or your job taken from you?
I guess some people just feel strongly about the things that they feel strongly about. Now,
there's something I want to have laminated for my wallet. People feel strongly about things they feel strongly
exactly,
about.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you feel strongly about pro-life discussions and growing the economy, I guess, and the CSVT, but you're not willing to do anything extraordinary to make those things happen. You're only willing do ordinary things. Well, contact your Congress people and your legislators, which you've done for the past 30 years for these topics.
Is it being built?
Yes. Oh, it did pay off. Yeah, 30 years from now, if you want something good to happen. But I think other people feel so strongly about the things they feel so strongly about that they're not willing to wait. Some people, especially pro-life individuals who are outside the abortion clinics, are fed up with what's happening in there, so they feel they have to make a demonstration of their feelings. Or if they just wait for Roe v. Wade to change, and by writing their senators and congresspeople in Washington, that's not enough. They feel they should take action. It's like the Tea Party when, I didn't agree with all of the ideals of the Tea Party, but I was so glad that conservatives were stepping up because most of them do like you do. Oh, I don't like liberals. I guess I'll write a letter to Congressman Carney and say he's wrong on this topic. I think other people, and I'm glad, feel so strongly about the things they feel strongly about that they take action. They don't just write a letter.
It's their right. No one is going to take that away from them. You remind me when you say that.
I didn't say it was illegal.
You remind me of the line that Clarence Darrow elicited from William Jennings Bryan during the Scopes Monkey trial. And he was pointing out inconsistencies in the Bible to to William Jennings Bryan, who was testifying as an expert on the Bible. And Bryan said, when he was pushed on a particular issue, "I do not think about things I do not think about." You're saying this is roughly the same thing in another way.
Well, just the opposite way, that a lot of people think about things that they think about, and they take action. They want something to happen. They want something to change now, and they want that their push for change may have involved letters also to congresspeople, but they want some action taken now.
Here's the difference. I'm willing to concede, even though I'm opposed to abortion, and I think there are myriad of other ways women can choose, I'm willing to concede there is another side of that debate, and I'm willing to listen to that side. And I do think that, you know, the health of the mother, rape and incest are exceptions, should be exceptions to any birth control or any abortion law that a community sets up. And the Georgia law does contain provisions for rape, incest, and the health of the mother.
Okay.
But now, those are common sense requests. You always talk about what common sense gun laws can we have? What common sense birth control laws can we have?
One of your mentors, Pat Toomey, made that phrase up.
Okay, well, it's the same thing. Should there be unrestricted abortion? If you say a woman's right is her body, her choice all the time. And again, I go back to the argument, what if you find her standing on a bridge and she's going to jump off? Do you try and stop her from committing suicide, or do you say, oh, it's her body, let her go?
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
Buzz, you're on the mark.
I've been listening, although I don't call much anymore because there's just apparently no cure for stupid on this show. And I was wondering about...
I think we've been dissed, but I'm not quite smart enough to know. So please, continue, Buzz.
I wanted to ask Joe, did you just say you're against boycotts?
I don't like them personally. I'm not saying that anyone else.
What did your president do yesterday?
He boycotted a meeting.
There you go.
But I'm talking about organized...
But you like him.
No, I'm talking about organized boycotts. I don't like where a group of people get together and say, let's ban Chick-fil-A because they support traditional marriage. But if you personally choose not to spend your money at Chick-fil-A, that's fine with me. You go at it. Nothing says you have to go there and shop. But where you try to take somebody's business away from them with an organized effort because of a political position they hold, that's what I don't like.
Okay, so then you like only certain types of boycotts.
I think individual boycotts, where you choose to spend your money, who you choose to deal with, that's up to you. But when you go out and try to organize other people to take away somebody's business because of a political position you don't like, that's where I think you've crossed the line.
Well, that sounds like your president.
Not really. When he left that meeting yesterday, he did it in a fit of personal pique, and I don't think he should have done it, although I understand his being distressed at Nancy Pelosi saying he was involved in a cover-up minutes before she was scheduled to meet with him. If nothing else, it's bad manners.
Well, if he doesn't have anything to hide, why doesn't he just let everybody get everything out and get it over with so we can move on? I mean, why is he constantly trying to block all this if there's nothing to be afraid of?
Because he has a right to his personal information and his personal life. A lot of what the Democrats are asking are things that relate to long before he was president.
And as a taxpayer, we have a right to a president that understands his job and works for the country, not for himself. And that's why I don't call in anymore, because I can't really stand to argue with people that don't listen. So I'm done, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That's right. Somebody has a different opinion, just don't argue. We're not going to talk about it. That's what's wrong with this country. You know, I accept the fact that Buzz has a valid opinion, but he won't accept that for me.
I don't think it's wrong with the country. I think it's one way that you disagree with individuals, but I think a lot of people are fed up. A lot of them are Republicans, too, so this ain't a Democratic.
Well, there's only one Republican in Congress
ownership.
Who called for the president to be impeached. Look, the guy is wildly inappropriate in a lot of circumstances.
The president.
The president, yes. He really is. And you know, do I like him? Not as a person, I don't. As a president, do I like some of his policies? Do I like the way he's handling the economy? Yeah, I do.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We'll take more comers. Is this a theme this week, the idea of boycotts, protests? What's the value? What help would a boycott do? Did the president boycott yesterday?
Well, all I said was that I'm not boycotting Jason Bateman because he's boycotting Georgia, and I disagree with him.
Gotcha. All right,
You know, I'm not trying to take away his work. I'm not saying on this program, listen, I used to like Jason Bateman, but he came out against the Georgia heartbeat bill. Let's not watch any program that Jason Bateman is in.
All right, we got a text. We're going to read that. That was sent to us from 70236, and we do not have an email. So please, make there to be one on the mark at WKOK.
What language are you speaking?
It's German.
Make there to be one.
It's German. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
That's right, no Steve Jones Show today. The Cubbies are back on the radio. We are your Chicago Cubs radio network this week anyway. Starting on Monday, we started this. And the Cubbies have had the best of the Phillies, 2-1, so hopefully the Phillies will tie it up today. 1-800-795-9565, the game is at 1:30, and that'll displace the Steve Jones Show. We'll have an encore DP show on WKOK.com. Anytime the Phillies are on the radio, our regular programming continues on WKOK.com.
Dick from Milton, you're on the mark.
Hey, just two comments, mainly on Joe's, like I said, the boycott by owners individually. The problem with that is it has no impact unless you get a group of people to boycott something. One or two people doing it on their own does nothing. That's the only reason boycotts work, in a sense, because a group of people will do it, unless it's an underground boycott that you got to organize on Facebook. That's my problem. I mean, you could boycott 100 things, Joe, and unless that people knew it, nobody would ever know it unless you told them. That's my point there. So there's just no impact to that. But that's why people organize a boycott. Okay. Have an impact to make some kind of a statement other than individually. That was my first thing. My second thing is about Trump. President Trump. He actually has a boycott because he gets 99 or 110% of his news off of Fox News, and that's where he goes. And I bet you most of his followers, that's where they get everything. So in a sense, he has boycotted almost every other news media, either by the way he talks about them. But that's my thing, because that's a kind of like a boycott to me.
Well, you've got a good point. I can't argue with you there. He has boycotted the other media. He hasn't gone to the correspondents' dinner. He's done a number of other things that I think are mistakes. I think they're mistakes. Other people don't.
Well, obviously, his followers or his sympathizers or his organizers like what he does, and we'll see if he gets reelected on that. But you know what? He's a very shallow person when it comes to dealing with people that he doesn't agree with. That's me. I just can't, like, just like yesterday, and that was a staged event, by the way. He knew he was going to do that when he went in the door. Or went out the door. Like, came in and went out. That's just the way he works.
But if Nancy Pelosi hadn't accused him of running a cover-up, I don't think he'd have done it.
He's got a thing out for this investigation, and they're going to keep doing it, and he's going to keep doing it, so we're going to get nothing done. You know, for example, he says about how much of the wall. He made this statement again, how much of that wall's been built. And you know what? They've done the studies, and there's only like 5, 10, 15, 20 miles of it. It's actually new wall. The other stuff's been rebuilt. I mean, you have to kind of believe it. If he's so sure of it, then send drones over and show it to us. That's my thing. They can put a drone over anything today. He can put his own drones out there, but the government drones, and show us all this new wall instead of just telling us about it. But it isn't there. That's the whole. It isn't there, so there's no reason to do it because it isn't there.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much.
I'm going to make one more comment. You know, when he said he did nothing, knew nothing about the WikiLeaks and that, you know, for months and months and months, every rally he was at, he talked about WikiLeaks. And then he came on the air and said he knew nothing about it, that something he didn't deal with, knew nothing about. So you can catch him in a misstatement. You guys don't work a lie almost every day.
All right, we got you. Yep. Yeah, no argument there. Thank you so
much.
There
are times he is challenged in that regard.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Joe, do the texts real
quick.
Okay.
One of our texters says, abortion is not birth control. There are many forms of birth control to prevent unwanted pregnancies. Abortion is not one of them. And then one of our other texters says, hate to break the news to Buzz, but Trump is his president, too.
All right. Frank, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, good morning. I couldn't help, but the reason I listen to KOK is because the difference between Mark and Joe. Objective opinions. You are willing to listen to someone's disagreement, even though you it tends to be a solid conservative Republican format, which I agree with a great deal of that. But I listen to NPR. I'll watch CNN. I will force myself to watch Fox certain programs. And I get a better take overall than just one-sided, one network's opinion. And that's just from experience and living 50 years listening to news. You can certainly get only one perspective, and that perspective could be absolutely wrong. So, I like KOK, and I'll continue to listen to you guys.
Great.
Well, thank you. Glad
thank
to
you
know
very
it.
Much. Yeah, keep up the good
call
work.
Again.
That's called a yes-cot, not a boycott, but a yes-cot. So we appreciate that, Frank. Thanks for checking
Thanks
in.
Call in. Take care.
Bobby, you are next up. You're on the mark.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I'd like to give the Wood Mode employees that were laid off or whatever, you know, an idea to maybe to reorganize. I mean, for so many years, you know, the company's been in business, so there's a lot of, I'm going to say, diverse employment there. And what happened to me up in Scranton Broadcast is actually exactly what happened when the TV station went down. The employee, now I went with radio, but the TV station reorganized and went back on the air and stayed on the air. And so, you know, because of so many years of being around here and with families being raised and all that, I mean, I'm going to say there's one different way to skin the cat. And, you know, because what is over there has been over there for years.
Oh, I got you. All right. Noted. Thank you so much, Bobby. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Paul, you're on the mark.
Joe, I'd like to point out something about news media.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. Grant got a ticket speeding through Washington, D.C. in a horse and buggy, and it never made the news. But if he would have done that today, it would be the news for the next month.
Because he was in a horse and buggy or because he was speeding?
Well, he was speeding and he violated the law. Of course, I don't know how they could clock a horse as to how fast he was going.
I don't think it was for speeding. It was for what they consider dangerous activity.
Well, dangerous activity would all include speeding.
Right, but they didn't have speed limits per se in the 1860s. You just couldn't go that fast.
In today's standard, it would be classified as news for the next month.
That I will agree with.
That we'd have. All right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. We got one email pending. We'll read that on the radio. We'll take more texts at 70236 if you're a Text Connect customer. And you can call us on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Let's do the email before too much time elapses.
Okay. Dave on the Hill says, Governor Wolf should reach out to those film companies leaving Georgia and invite them to film in Pennsylvania. Although he probably would, they probably wouldn't like Pennsylvania any better, except we don't have a heartbeat bill at the moment.
Al, you, why wouldn't they like Pennsylvania?
Well, because we have a conservative state legislature, heavily Republican in both the House and the Senate.
Yeah, but we have a reasonable governor.
We do.
Al, you're on the mark.
Hey, on a light note today, you can get arrested for riding your horse too fast. My kids and I almost got thrown in jail in Mexico. We broke off into a gallop to go to the store, and we were warned sternly, and luckily I was with somebody that was very influential in that town, and he was riding with me that day, and him and a couple of his guys vouched for me that I wouldn't do that anymore, and that on the way back out of town that we'd buy everybody a little treat down there at that store. So that's how I got out of that. A little bribery get you out of that in Mexico. But you can get arrested for that.
You are a lawless guy. You don't pay Social Security.
Everywhere I go.
You get out of tickets through bribery. What else do you do?
Probably extortion. You wouldn't believe. I could, you know, whatever. Just name it. I did her.
No wonder.
And I'll try anything twice.
See, senor, you have a gift.
Yeah, Joe wants it.
Bribe me. If you're going to call in this program, you got to bribe us.
No wonder you spend so much time in confession.
I know, that's for sure. Right. I need special confession, too. I'm trying to get arranged with the bishop.
Well, actually, in this day and age, you're better off trying to ride a horse fast than you are your car fast, because the cops will get you if you drive your car too fast.
All right, we got you.
Okay, any other questions?
No, nope, we're good to go.
That covers it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm going to be a part of history, too.
Oh, okay, good. If we need you, we'll call you back. Dan, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling
in. Hey, good morning. To my friend Dick, who I did meet one time at a local market, I won't say the name, but I read everybody's opinion and news article, and I don't listen to Fox as much as I listen to other networks, and I don't call fake news just because Trump calls it fake news. I listen to CNN, and all the networks, NBC, I watch all them programs. And the one difference is, on Fox News, when they give an opinion, they call it an opinion person. Like Hannity, don't claim always to be a news reporter, he's an opinion person. Whereas on CNN, MSNBC, they claim that they're news commentators. They claim that they're giving you the news, and they're giving you opinion the same as Hannity.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And that's right. The difference
all
there.
Right.
And I reject that, the fact that we're all following Fox News. I watch more other programs, read more other articles.
Yes, you said.
Because I know what my side believes.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank
you guys. Have a great one.
You too, Dan.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Sunbury Motor Company sells what? Ford?
Hyundai, Ford, Lincoln, Kia.
Kia. There we go. Go see Ernie or Austin down at the Kia dealership, or Mike down at the Ford dealership. He's semi-retired, but he's still helping out down there. You can see Hyundai Santa Fe or Kia Sorento or the rest of the vehicles. Or Joe wants his Lincoln Navigator pickup truck with a double row of seats.
No, I don't want a pickup truck. I want the regular Lincoln
enclosed
Navigator.
SUV?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because you haul a bag of brush once every 2 years, and you need a pickup truck again.
Don't have to do that in Shamokin Dam anymore. They come and pick up our brush on Monday mornings. One of the wonderful municipal services we provide to our residents.
Noted. They are Sunbury Motor Company, that is, a premier service provider, not Shamokin Dam, although they could probably help fix your car.
We are a premier service provider in our community.
They would... They have excellent prices and will give you top dollar for your pre-owned vehicle. And they sell cars, trucks, and all sizes of trucks. They can fix anything that's busted if it has a motor. And they'll make sure that you're towed there in style, too. They got rollbacks and great big hooks and little bars. You name it, they'll take good care of it. And they got a car wash and the alignment shop and the body shop. And they have a snack machine and coffee. So you name it at the Sunbury Motor Company. They take fabulous care of you. It is their nature to do so. And nothing will make them happier than for you to visit the Quick Lane North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize on all types of service on vehicles, and they'll pump you up. Joe will be pumped up with nitrogen, and it's a marvelous opportunity.
At least it's not helium.
Joe, thank you for putting in a retirement shortened week, 4 days, so we appreciate
that. I'll be back Monday. But, you know, I think we really do need to pay more attention to one another when we talk, don't you? You know, the idea of boycotts, I think what Dick was saying, that, yes, I understand if you get 100 people together, it has more of an impact than boycotting.
Sunbury Motor Company and the hometown pharmacies. I'm sorry, Joe, did you say something?
Yes, but people, I did. Anyway. I was trying to. But people have a right to do that, I'm sure. But should your personal opinion disqualify you from running a business?
Ben Reichley's going to be here tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get some call-in guests and some callers caller.
And I'll bring this topic back up on Monday.
You're going to phone in. You're going to phone in, Ed.
I'll call in tomorrow.
Mark's not paying attention to me on the Mark Show. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.